Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome to, or welcome back to, Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. I'm a practicing mind magician and excited to share some spark to ignite change in your life. We have a long burning fire once again because we have many sparks to share with you this evening, live if you're listening, or in this recording if you are listening to the archive. It is our pleasure to bring Spark to you each and every week. We appreciate that you invest your time to listen. Please rate our shows and please invite your friends to listen, to download the MP3s. We very much appreciate your support and we appreciate the opportunity to make that positive difference in your life. So before we meet our guest for tonight, Ms. Colleen Crook, she will be joining us at 7:15. That would be in 15 minutes. We are going to spend a little bit of time in retrospect and in talking about passion. Our topic for tonight is Sparks for Conscious Living. The question is, are you living consciously, thoughtfully? I will explore Colleen's definition of conscious living in a bit. Last week we talked about family traditions with the camp that we have each and every summer with our nieces and nephews. That ended on Saturday, so it's another year before we have that summer camp experience again. So hopefully aunts, uncles, grandparents, honorary aunts and uncles, you've thought about starting a family tradition, whether it's a week or a weekend. We hope that you have an opportunity to really get to know those important people in your life, your extended family, and to build those relationships and positive memories with them. Also recently, we have explored additional topics. Judy Acree was with us to talk about turning transitions in your favor, what happens in those transitions, have you taken an action, whether that transition was planned or a surprise. Sometimes there are some challenges that accompany those. So I invite you to listen to that interview with Judy. We've also been honored with a number of guests in addition to Judy. Recently, we've had Jeffrey Martin, the co-author of The Fourth Awakening, who was gracious enough to spend an hour and 40 minutes with us to answer questions, to share his insights on his research and the principles that he's woven into the fictional work called The Fourth Awakening. So hopefully you've been exploring there. We also have had MJ Ryan talk about her recent book, Adaptability. So if you're new to Spark, check out the archives. There's some great resources there. These interviews also provide you with some wonderful strategies. And the challenge every week is to ask you, can you find one thing, one idea, one strategy, one possibility, action, resource, or a piece of knowledge that you can act on that can make a positive difference in your life? And that may simply be that you go to a website. Marianne Hess talked about the work to save the rainforest in the Amazon. So there are many, many ways that you can live more consciously, that you can make the impact that you want to make with your life and in your life. So take a moment to take a deep breath, and as you inhale, think of all the things you're blessed with in your life. And I challenge those of you who think that you don't have a lot of blessings to start with the fact that you're breathing. So you want to inhale blessings, and as you exhale, exhale gratitude. Feel the gratitude for all of the blessings. And so take two or three of those breaths. And I encourage you to do that daily. It's a great practice. Helps you refocus. It changes your emotional state from negative to positive. It's challenging to feel a negative emotion when you're focused on blessings and gratitude. And as you inhale, exhale deeply, you are providing oxygen to your entire body, especially to your brain, to treat your brain to an oxygen party today, and have four or five deep breaths, which often can lead to yawning. So there's an action you can take. Treat yourself to deep breaths several times a day as you inhale blessings and exhale gratitude. I want to take a moment also right now to share with you that on Saturday, August 15th, 2009, I am facilitating a live webinar called Eat Your Way to a Healthier Brain and Better Performance and Possibly Longer Life. If you are interested in participating in this live hour webinar, I am offering it at a special price for my Blog Talk audience and for my social network folks. If you go to brainbonanza.com, that's B-R-A-I-N, BONANZA.com. Click on the online store in the category of webinars, and you will find Eat Your Way to a Healthier Brain. And it's offered at the special price of $19.97. And when you purchase the webinar, then you'll receive, before Saturday, you will receive a link to access the webinar, and it is all via computer, so you don't need a phone line. And you will receive also a resource list, access to a resource list of books and articles and websites to support your healthy brain. And part of the first step to a healthy brain is becoming aware. And if you've ever, as a magician, it's hard to pull a rabbit out of a hat if you're missing the rabbit or the hat. And that's what happens. We often ask our brain to perform when we don't give it the ingredients that it needs. So this particular webinar is going to focus on nutrition, eating your way to a healthy brain. So I look forward to hearing some of you on that webinar. So in the next few minutes, before we are joined by Colleen Crook, who's a life and leadership transformation coach, we are going to talk a little bit about the wonderful tool called the Passion Test. We do have some segments here at Spark about the Passion Test, and there's a segment where I take a person through the Passion Test. You can hear what the process is, or you can contact me at brainbonanza@gmail.com to talk to me about learning more about the Passion Test. It's an amazing tool, very powerful tool. It's a simple tool, which is different than easy, that helps you to get really clear about what's most important in your life right now. And so from there, once you get that clarity, then how do you have more of what you love, what's most important in your life? How do you bring more of that into your life right now? So take a moment and think about, are you living your passions? Are you doing what you love in your life? Are you investing the minutes of your life with the people, with the activities that bring you joy, that you love to do, that you're passionate about doing? And the first step, really, and that's true whether you're talking about your career or your personal life, if you watch The Secret or have done reading on the Law of Attraction, one of the important steps that needs to happen for any of those tools to work is for you to become really clear, to gain the clarity. What is it you intend to create? What's the what that you're seeking in your life? And that's the first step, is to figure out the what. The how is up to God, the universe, a higher power, however you term that something bigger, that quantum field force in the universe. So if we really focus on the what, then there the how, if we're open to that, to how it shows up, very often the how is different than we expected. And if we're open to it and act on it, it's better. So the first step is to get clear. When your life is ideal, what's true? When your life is ideal, what are you seeing, doing, feeling? Where are you going? When my life is ideal, I am, is the sentence stem that Chris and Janet use in the Passion Test book. So you can purchase the book. You can also take the Passion Test online. And you can learn more about both of those if you go to brainbonanza.com. It's a great, exciting, and fun adventure to explore your passions. And maybe there's something that you wanted to do when you were younger that maybe you haven't thought about because you went in a different direction with your life. So now is a great opportunity, especially if you've recently been released from your past job. And I choose that language very consciously. I was working with a client who was frustrated because she said, I'm really tired of telling people I lost my job. And so we talked about reframing that language so that it feels different, and it's also true. So what if you thought about that you were released from that job so you are ready and available for the next best job that's coming your way? Sometimes people tell me, oh, Melanie, when you mess with words, it's just semantics. Well, my answer is absolutely, it's semantics, and they're very, very important. Do you choose your words consciously? It's another piece of mind magic, is how you choose and use your language in your life, the words that you think and the words that you speak. So we'll go more into that at another time, because tonight, the rest of our time together, we're going to get to enjoy the work of Ms. Colleen Crook. Colleen is a life and leadership transformation coach, as I mentioned earlier. She is the founder of Conscious Living Connection and the creator of Soulspiration. I'm excited to learn more about Soulspiration. For over 20 years, she's worked with hundreds of individuals and groups to help them create what matters most in creating a life that expresses their true, passionate selves. I first met Colleen when we participated in the very first Passion Test certification program together, and we utilized the Passion Test in our work as a tool and a resource with our clients. I'm excited to share some sparks from her work on living consciously. So if you're curious about whether or not you are living consciously or you want to live more consciously, stay tuned because you're going to hear some very powerful ideas tonight. Welcome, Colleen.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Great. We're in the midst of a thunderstorm right now.
Oh, no.
So, but I am just absolutely certain everything's going to work.
Well, and the good news is that all you need is a phone. So are you on a landline or a cell line?
I am on a landline.
Oh, that could be dangerous in a lightning storm, my dear.
I know. It's not connected, though, so it is cordless.
Oh. Okay.
So I know.
We want you to be safe.
I've been struck before.
Oh, no. Well, we think one time in a lifetime is sufficient for that. So we're going to focus on the fact that it's all good.
It's all good, and everything is going to be just perfect.
That's right. So, Colleen, tell us a little bit about who is Colleen Crook?
Wow, that's an in-depth question. As you mentioned, I am at this point a life and leadership transformation coach, and I also have served in the allied health field for over 20 years, really working with people on, as you mentioned in the intro, creating what matters most for them and having them live this delicious, juicy life for themselves and just tap into what their unique gifts were and be really successful with that. I was also involved with a successful network marketing business and a thriving private therapy practice also. And I am a mother. I've been through probably all of life's transitions at this point. I am a grandmother of one darling little girl. And, of course, like every grandmother, she's the most perfect, most intelligent grandchild alive. I am, because I really strive for professionalism, I am a member of the International Coaching Federation. I am a professional coach, and I'm also a board member for the Tucson Professional Coaching Alliance. And one thing that's kind of been an offshoot for me, but very, very important when I started coaching, is I connected with a coach who worked with highly sensitive individuals and realized that I was one of those people. So in my practice, I really utilize a lot of those tools and techniques, being very much aware of sensitivity when people are working in the workplace, you know, what the energy is about, and in setting up boundaries. And that has been a real evolution for myself and a very, very key component of my work. Let's see. I was really fortunate to be selected as a life coach for a local TV station's program on what's called Dash to the Door. And what we did was help two families get their morning routine together and go from kind of chaos to calm. And that was in a 1 month's time. And that was really just an incredible opportunity. And from that work, it ended up that my work was featured in the January 12, 2009 Women's World magazine. And so if anybody has one of those, that was just really cool to see the results of the people that I worked with and also to see, you know, my work highlighted.
That's exciting.
I know. I was like, whoa, my goodness, I'm in a national magazine. I love writing, and I've written a number of articles, and they are with easingarticles.com, and that's a really nice place to for anybody listening, if they like to write, is to go to easingarticles.com and set up your account, because it is free.
So if people wanted to read articles that you've written, they could go to easingarticles.com and do a search for Colleen Crook?
Absolutely. And also on my website on the homepage, I have a link for that. I have a link. It highlights like the three most recent articles, and then you can go into the other bank. I have about 24, 25 articles in there right now.
Wow.
So that was cool.
I think I have some reading to do, Colleen.
They're short, so I like to keep things short and simple. Simplicity is one of my values, and so I really kind of hone in on what can I do that's simple and kind of keep things in perspective.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? In my coaching practice, I love having an eclectic type of approach and a holistic type of approach, so I utilize a number of models. I was trained on the fulfillment coaching model and definitely a spiritual foundation in my coach training. I utilize the universal and spiritual laws, including the law of attraction, which is one of them, quantum physics, life purpose hand analysis, and as you know, the work of Byron Katie from our work with the Passion Test, which is a very, very powerful, powerful tool.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So my passion is for people is really I want them to have the wow of life. I want them to be authentic. I want them to really tap into their life and shed shed the other person's life that maybe tell them this is how you're supposed to live. I love creating that, I call it that soft place to land, a very secure, safe place for people. And I just love, I get such a, and I can't even, there's not a word for it. It's kind of like a, when people break through and they just start living their dream and they start embracing it and they start taking steps to it. It's just such a thrill for me. It's probably tantamount to as a parent when your child does this absolutely cool thing that you thought, oh my goodness, this is great. So that's kind of that same feeling.
Yes, it is. I think that's true for most of us who work as coaches and trainers mm-hmm. and facilitators, that it's very rewarding when other people can use the tools that we've experienced, that we know work, mm-hmm. and can transform their lives.
Absolutely. And it's getting down to that soul level, where I call it listening to the voice of your soul, and it's deep work. As you know, with the passion test, you get deep. And in some of the other tools I use, we get deep. And it's really finding out, you know, what is the essence of you? What's there? You know, what are you here to bring forth into the world? And what are you here to share with the world?
So does that answer some of your questions?
Pardon?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's a great introduction. And I will tell you that I don't know what happened, and we were talking about you being in a storm, but I got disconnected. And so while you were doing your introduction, I was reconnecting. So I'm so glad that you just flowed with your introduction. I came back in when you were talking about the local TV station.
Okay.
So
all right.
You may have answered this question in the introduction. So if you have, I apologize.
All right.
The question is, what led you to become a life and leadership transformation coach?
That's a really good question. It really is. It happened like 1999, I read an article about coaching, and it just kept brewing and stewing in my mind, and I thought, this is one way that I can really impact a lot of people, more people than I do in my current career, and help people transform, change mindsets, and that impacts generations. And so with one person, if they are able to start to believe in their unique gifts, to start living their life, not somebody else's life, how amazing is that the generations, it just impacts generations. Because, again, as you mentioned, then you communicate differently with others. You have a different perspective of what's going on. You're working at this higher vibration, and you're really having a life that has fun and joy and happiness, and you feel liberated. So in 2005, I had that opportunity to go to training, and as a coach, you kind of like, who would I like to work with? And I actually had to tell people that this was a challenge for me, because in my other work as an occupational therapist, I worked with, you know, birth to 101. So I thought, oh, I can work with all these people. You know, what can I help people with? And it's just been in the last 6 months or so that I realized I really help people transform. There's an alchemy about this, that I help them create something that is different from what they have, and help them bridge that gap almost from what they're living now into what they actually want to be living. And the leadership comes from that we are all leaders, and we're leaders of our life. And taking that up a little bit more, yes, I love working with individuals who have this great vision, who want to impact and make a humongous difference in the world. But also, each of us has that capability in our life. We're all leading, whether we want to or not. People are watching. And so becoming a leader of your life is being in charge of your life, not in control of your life, but in charge of it. And so you make decisions. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. No, that's a powerful point. And there's a seminar that I offer called Be the CEO of Your Life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people are intrigued by that because they've given away so much of the decision-making. They've relinquished that to the sense of I don't have control over that decision anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they've taken on a different role. And we do behave differently when we reclaim that role as a CEO of our own life, make those choices.
That is so true, and you brought up these choices, and that's where we talk about conscious choices, and this is a choice. And even if you just choose not to decide or not to choose, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that total responsibility of part of leading your life and claiming that is that I am responsible. I am responsible for what goes on in my life, the decisions I make and the choices I make and how I am being and what I am doing. And that's scary.
It can be. It's also exciting. It just depends on which side of the coin you want to be on.
Yes, and I've had people say, I don't know, then I have to be responsible. And I said, yes. If you want to live your life. Yes.
And you get the rewards of being responsible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it takes a lot of mindset work and you know, living at a higher vibration and finding out what is the truth and claiming that truth.
Well, let's go to defining, because we've used the language, both of us,
mm-hmm.
tonight about conscious living. So how do you, Colleen, because your website is called Conscious Living Connection, and you have a definition of conscious living. What is that definition?
I'm going to just, before I go into the definition, I want to kind of just give a little background. When I was reframing and revamping my coaching practice, I said, okay, what can I name this? Because I had a different name in the beginning. And it's kind of like I woke up one morning and there it was. It's like Conscious Living Connection. So what for me this is, and I'm going to go through kind of a lengthy explanation of it because it means a lot of different things to me. And actually another coach asked me this. And I tend to be a very visual person. And so when she asked me this, immediately in my head, in my brain, I had a vision of wide open spaces, a very clear view. There was spaciousness. And it was just like, okay, I can go and do whatever I want to do. So that's kind of my vision of it. Going into the languaging, it is living by your passions. It's guided by values. And you have this open heart about life. And again, it's that decisions are made to live and lead your life and not the life someone else feels you need to be living. And a lot of us have grown up. I'm the oldest, and so there's all that older child kind of stuff going around in there too. And a lot of people that I've talked to, a lot of my clients, it says, well, my parents wanted me to do this. Or my family thinks I should do this. And it definitely is not what they want. And so there's all this resistance. They're not happy. With conscious living, you're very, very mindful of that spiritual connection, of that divinity within yourself. You have that connection to others. You're mindful of this. You're very aware that I am connected to everybody in the world. There's being service-oriented. And definitely that care and nurturing of the planet. There's kind of a global perspective of this. If any of your listeners ascribe to the being called cultural creatives, this is kind of in that definition too. It's also savoring and reveling in each moment, because that is really all we have right now. We have this moment. It's looking at each moment and saying, ooh, I'm here, I'm present, and I'm savoring it, and I'm reveling in it, even if it's not the best thing that you want, because this is your moment. This is it. It's being aware of what's in your heart. And again, as you mentioned, it's also being aware of how you communicate with people and that language. As you mentioned before, that languaging is really important in going into the whole tone. It's living with intention. It's having fun. Because we are here really to learn and enjoy, you know, our inner and outer wealth and well-being. And I think there's such freedom when you begin to shed those old beliefs and belief systems that no longer serve you. And it, as you know, everything is energy. And when you kind of embrace this and you say, you hold this power, and you can really change and make a difference, and you're being so authentic, you're really claiming that authentic self. That's kind of my elongated definition of it.
I know, and I definitely need to leave more room to write in my interview notes. That's okay, because I'm the only one who has to read them. And so, wow, you brought up a lot of things that I think we're going to touch on in questions that I have, and then also we'll invite shortly people either in the chat room or if you're listening live to give us a call and ask questions of Colleen, and I'll throw that number out now. That's 347-215-8390. Oops, my little chat window. Forgot to put that back. There we go. May have some people joining us a little bit later. So all it's interesting because I'm listening to you, and it's like, yes, 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 yes. Because all of those things, whether it's looking at it from the perspective of conscious choices with how you live your life or becoming aware of using the tools and strategies that are available to you, the principles that I'm working on with Mind Magic, all of them are in alignment. And I think a number of us who work in the field of coaching who have experienced these things for ourselves really understand the value and the power that it can bring to someone's life to truly live consciously and that on purpose and feel the joy that comes with that. So if someone is listening and they say, you know what, I'm really not living very consciously and I really would like to do better. I know, Colleen, you've created a blueprint for living consciously with passion, purpose, and prosperity. What does that blueprint include?
Well, it is a process blueprint, and this has been after like about 4 years of coaching clients. I came up with kind of a 9-step, and I say kind of because sometimes there's like another element that I might add, but basically it's a 9-step program or process, and this takes you through your inner self. It integrates the development of your inner self and your outer practices and systems. So it gives you a holistic and authentic way of consciously being, doing, and creating. And I go to what matters most to you, because that's the essence. What matters to you in your life? You know, what are you passionate about? What do you value? What's important to you? The process is incorporated in my coaching practices. And I'm just going to share a few of the points. And the very first one is really looking at what your core essence is. What is your core energy? What is the vibration that you are broadcasting every day? And is it what you want? And this really opens the gateway to your wisdom, to your desires, and to your vision. Because once you get into the energy component, then you can start to say, oh, this is what I want to be broadcasting. This is what I want people to feel from me. And so then that opens that gateway to what you really want to create. And so it starts to become a map almost to changing your life that is more conscious and more connected. And from that we look at values, we look at passions, we look at conscious choice. And whenever somebody wants to create something, when you have that vision, when you have that dream, I want to go to college, or, you know, I want to change jobs, is looking at that commitment. And, you know, that's one of the steps of living a passionate life also, is that commitment. And then looking at that commitment, are you making the space for this commitment? Or are you trying to jam it in with everything else? So that goes into some kind of deeper work also of letting go and releasing. And then we go through, you know, creating those steps and setting up a very authentic, conscious attraction plan. And whenever you're making changes, whenever you're in that transformation process, all these old gremlins come up. All this monkey mind comes up. And so we do look at mindset strategies and tools to look at what's happening and how can I manage that. And, you know, these are based on current neurophysiology and brain research, so you can manage those types of things or, in some cases, totally eliminate them because you have to have that space. When we talk about space, it's not just physical space and space in your calendar. It's also space emotionally and spiritually that you get that out of your head. And for me, the one big thing, too, is when we talk about living with passion and purpose and prosperity, it's having fun, delicious fun. Because that's what life needs to be about, is that whatever we do, we look at it with joy, and we try to find the fun in whatever we're doing to make it more joyful. If it's not fun, then we have to look at that again and say, is this what I really want to be doing? Or I want to be doing this, and I embrace the non-fun pieces of this, and I'll make it fun somehow. So, we look at that, like, purpose is very, very important. There's so many different ways of looking at life purpose. There's visualization. There's finding out what do you really love to do, what really gets you excited. And then one of the tools that I use is the life purpose hand analysis. And that's kind of it gives you a direction, kind of the direction that's important for you to go in. Otherwise, there's consequences. It's fell on your hand. Does that answer that question for you?
Yes, it does. So you've shared several parts. How can people get a copy or to get the information for that 9-step process blueprint?
Actually, it's integrated into the coaching program. So as part of that, one of the projects I have in development for next year is to invite people and develop a program that goes over 9 weeks where we go over each step. So that's kind of on the development table at this point. But it's intrinsic in this. And so there's not like a copy because there's so much work involved in each step where I'm just giving you kind of the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But within that are a number of, if you want to call, modules or pieces that are very, very important to it, to do that inner work, because that's what's important for that.
Okay. Well, I will be watching for that new program that you're developing. And you're right, because everybody's at different places and have mm-hmm. different life experiences. And so how quickly or how much time they need to spend at different points in the process will vary.
Mm-hmm. And you really need, as you know, from your experience, too, that when we're going through this evolution, when we're making changes, we're going through transformation, you need support. You need somebody there that will hold this bigger vision for you while you're going through this change process, while you're making conscious choices, while you're making conscious changes in your life, and you're saying the deliberate yes to this new, unknown, uncertain path that's in front of you. And that's an integral piece of this.
Okay, which is the part where I think sometimes people get very frustrated when they've tried just with reading books or reading articles, and they have challenges with things that don't work so well. And I think it's because of what you just shared, and that is they're missing that support piece.
Mm-hmm. Anytime we're going through a change, I think it's extremely important we have support of people that we can trust, people that we know we can be safe with, that we can be vulnerable with, and they're there to celebrate with us and just hold the space. You know, if we are kind of stuck in a little place and can't get out, they're holding that space, knowing and firmly believing that we're going to be able to move forward and have that breakthrough.
That does make such an amazing difference. In your work, Colleen, with clients in their transformation to live more consciously, what are some of the challenges that people have faced on that transformational journey?
And that's a really good question, too. Because you're making changes and you're starting to live by your values and you're establishing what I call loving boundaries, because you're really setting up some boundaries of how you want your life to go and what direction it wants to go. So you may encounter resistance from family and friends. And it's in handling that resistance that you really need support, because there are going to be people say, oh, what do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? You know, nobody else in the family's done this. Or even with couples, because when there's a change, when one or the other decides to make a change, the other gets nervous, gets anxious, and feels that this person's going to leave them out or they won't be important to them anymore. And so we really need support around this, but resistance to family and friends. And that can be kind of like the straw that breaks the camel's back for some people, is they're unable to handle the resistance.
And it's easier just to go back to the way things were.
Absolutely. And that actually goes into my next point, the seduction of going with the status quo. And it is seductive. It really takes practice, you know, to live more mindfully and to be aware. It's so easy, you know, just to like, okay, I'm just going to let things go. I'm going to listen to the news. I'm just going to go along with everybody else does because it's easier. And I, you know, then they won't hassle me. And, you know, they'll still like me then. Having that approval is very, very important. The other challenge is, and I kind of touched on this a little bit, is your ego, and I call them gremlins, and sometimes your mind chatter is going to increase as you're making changes, because our ego, our mind would like to just, it likes things safe, it likes things unchanged, and so it's like, wait a minute. And so that's going to definitely increase. And it increases because, you know, Dr. Newberg, he's a neurophysiologist, and you're probably familiar with this idea too, where neurons that fire together wire together. And what you're doing is you're changing those pathways. You're changing those neural pathways. And so you're wiring together some different neurons. And the other ones are grooved in there from, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, you know, and they got a nice deep trough in there, and they don't want to let that go. but you're creating new pathways. And so there's going to be this mind chatter. And so any time you're trying to do that, you know, a minimum of 21 days to establish a routine. And that's where we, again, you need support, whatever way. You need somebody there for changing that, helping you change that. I think the challenge, too, is you start to get down on yourself. And so the challenge is to love yourself and accept yourself without judgment. That's always a challenge. It's like, oh, this isn't working. Oh, it's not going fast enough. Because we tend to be a very fast-paced society, but our brain is still old. It's an older rendition. It hasn't caught up to the computer age yet as far as the quickness. I think the challenge, too, when you're doing this, you start looking at other people, and the tendency is to judge because, you know, you're making changes. There's probably not. And so the challenge is accepting others without judgment. And this is really incorporating the universal law of allowing, where you see people where they are, and you say, okay, that's where they are, and you accept yourself where you are. And that really helps you stay in a better vibration. The challenge, again, releasing those old beliefs that no longer serve you, and they might not even be yours. And then one is what I call releasing tolerances. We tolerate a lot of things. We put up with a lot of things. And that's a safety, too, because, again, it's a change. You know, looking at, well, what are we tolerating? What am I tolerating in my personal life, you know, my professional life or my business that maybe I could let go or change? But it's challenging to do that.
Colleen, can you give an example of something that might be a tolerance?
A tolerance, let me give you, this is a simple one. Okay. I have like about 12,000 emails in my account. I have
well,
not
I hear that.
So I'm tolerating. And it's like all I need to do is spend, you know, maybe a couple weekend days and go through all of them and eliminate the one, eliminate that, clear it out. Some people, it's tolerating, if you have a home business, it's tolerating not having a space of yourself for your home business. And you know it would be beneficial. You need this space. It may be tolerating it can be tolerating certain people in your life. And that's a little bit deeper, where you're tolerating what somebody's doing instead of sitting down and having a conversation with them about what's happening, what's going on. Or you're tolerating maybe a person, a so-called friend, but really that friend is sabotaging what you are doing. And so they're really not your friend. Does that help?
It does.
Because tolerances take space and energy. And so when you're going, okay, I'm just putting up with this. I'm tolerating.
Well, and often we'll say it's easier.
To just
let it be, mm-hmm. than to risk the potential upheaval or uncomfortable conversation,
right. mm-hmm.
of doing something about it.
Absolutely.
And then it does take up space and it does take up energy.
Mm-hmm. There are things that we do accept, or we let things go, and that's okay. We just say, oh, I'm not gonna take that personally. I'm gonna let that go. That's different than tolerating.
Mm-hmm. The energy is different.
The energy is totally different because, again, you're that conscious choice. I'm just letting that go. That's it. Now, there are things like in our work environment that sometimes we have no control over, and so we just have to change our mind about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as opposed to getting upset every day.
Absolutely. It can be tolerating maybe you have a broken chair in your house that's like, oh, I need to get that fixed. Or you might have a closet that every time you open up, stuff falls out. You are tolerating that. And so it's right there, it's reminding you. And once you take the action, the inspired action to go and clear that out, it just creates, the energy in your house is different. You feel different because Carolyn Meese sometimes, well, she'll call these intuitive irritants that you know that it's important for you to take care of this, but you don't. And
mm-hmm.
so it keeps popping up. And until you address that irritant, it's like a burr in your, you know, when you go walking, if you get a thistle or a burr in your shoe, and it keeps like, it's there. It keeps reminding you.
Still writing. Okay. Okay, so I interrupted you. So you were listing some challenges, and we've gotten to, let's see, we have release older beliefs, release tolerances.
Yeah, and that's a good amount. There's others, but that seems to be the primary ones. And, you know, setting boundaries, loving boundaries is a big one for people, and that resistance. And it takes courage to live consciously. It really does. And I got to tell a story about a family member. Do we have time to do this?
You sure do.
Okay. I was on a family, mini family reunion in Wisconsin, and one of my family members wanted me just to look at her hands quick. And I said, I'll do you a real quick one because I don't have my prints, and that gives me more information. And then she says, well, I don't know. I says, if you don't want me to look at your hands, that's fine. She says, I don't know, because I might have to change if you tell me what's in there.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's that fear we have, that we're going to have to change. We might have to do something or take action on something that we really know is holding us back.
And that what came to mind when you said that was the person who says, I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't want to know that I can't eat bacon anymore and I can't eat, you know, that I've got to change my diet and I've got to do all these things. And so they just don't go.
Absolutely. Yeah. So already it's like, you know, if you're a runner in a race, it's almost like you shot yourself in the foot before it started.
Right.
So you're not going to go anywhere.
Let's
so it
just
takes
make
a lot
it really
of courage.
Hard.
Yeah, it takes so much courage and boldness and honesty to make these conscious changes and make these conscious choices. And again, that's
and again,
why support is so much.
And I was just going to say that I wanted to go back to what you said about support, because sometimes it's hard to find that courage ourselves when we're starting to make the changes, because we've been conditioned to, I think, fear change.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're little, and this goes back to releasing old beliefs, because when mm-hmm. you're 5, and as a mother, well, my son is now 8, there are some things I want him to be afraid of for his own survival.
Absolutely.
When he's 8. Now,
mm-hmm.
when he's 28, he may not have to be as afraid
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
how he uses the stove and how he uses fire and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want at least an awareness around the danger that's involved until
mm-hmm.
you know how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes as adults, we keep that fear. So without that support to give us courage and to remind us that, you know, it is okay now because you're grown and you're an adult who thinks differently and reasons differently than a child
mm-hmm.
did,
mm-hmm.
that we fall right back to that 5-year-old state of fear.
Mm-hmm. And it's a paradox. We can either live in fear or we can live in love. And with fear, you know, we're so contracted. It stifles creativity. We're stuck. And if we move to that love consciousness, it opens it up. We're more creative. We're more solution-oriented. We're more, okay, this is going on. What can I do about it? And that whole consciousness is so different. It's looking at things from a different set of eyes versus, oh, I'm afraid. I can't do this. And, you know, that person.
Well, right.
That. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that the fear actually is usually eyes shut.
Absolutely.
As opposed to being open to see the solution that might be
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Until we have someone tell us, it's okay, monsters are gone. They're only flowers. You won't know it if you don't open your eyes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, having that coach is very, very powerful. Well, you've done some other things, too, Colleen, around conscious living. I want to talk a little bit about the Quantum Attraction Cafe that you've created, what that is and how it fits with the Conscious Living Connection.
The Quantum Attraction Cafe, I started as kind of a group program and just kind of a something so people could get to know me. But I feel it's so important because what we're doing is looking at the universal and spiritual laws, the seven essential ones we're starting out with. So each month we look at this one of those powerful, powerful laws and what's it about. How can we incorporate these principles into our daily life? And then with that is also an energy tool to help move that. This looks at what is the truth. What's the truth? It's kind of a myth-buster cafe, if you want to call it that. And because you're looking at these laws, and they say, this is the truth right here. You don't need to be afraid. You are abundant. Abundance is your birthright. You are abundant. You have pure potentiality. You have everything in you that you need. In working with people and seeing people in a different way, so it's kind of almost a foundation to conscious living, and it sets that where this is what's true. You know, love is true. This is what we are brought forth to be. You know, joyful and have love, and have this love consciousness, if you want to call it that. And share our gifts with the world. And to release that ego and love myself for who I am. I'm a divine person. I have divinity within me. And not in that narcissistic way, but it's, oh my gosh, I have this immense power in me that I can help other people. I can share my gifts with the world. I can be of service. I can trust that I am going to be taken care of. So that's why I started that. And that's how it kind of fits in with conscious living.
And so how, if someone is interested in participating in the Quantum Attraction Cafe experience, how would they do that?
They can, again, on my homepage of my website, there is a link, and they can contact me at Colleen@ConsciousLivingConnection.com. It is a membership. It's very, very affordable. And they have connection with me where I do connect with them and we can answer questions. So I can answer any questions if they want to contact me.
Okay. Awesome. There was something I was writing. I wanted to go back to. I know if people write a book for my interviews here, that we were talking about, and you were talking about loving yourself and it not being narcissistic, the idea that you can't give away what you don't have.
Absolutely.
That the understanding, especially for people who are looking for their ideal partner.
Absolutely.
And have yet to discover their own self-love. That's very challenging to find it in another because you need to first give it to yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is such a powerful idea that we're not taught.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you're a child, you're taught about you want to share with others and give things to others and not be selfish. And somewhere we translate that to being self, not doing self-care and being self-full, which is what we need to do to take care of other people, which sounds like the self-love you're talking about.
Absolutely, that's right. And, you know, the more we honor ourselves, we're divine. We have divinity within us. We have this beautiful, beautiful soul, and we have the body is housing it. We need to take care of it. It's holding something precious. We are precious, and not to do that is to, in my mind, is to kind of say, God, I, you know, you didn't do this right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You made a mistake, God. It's almost like giving God a slap in the face. Like saying, you know, I'm not honoring myself. I'm not respecting myself. And again, you pointed out, it's taking care of us, ourselves, so that we can be of service to people in a very healthy way.
Yes.
In a very conscious way. And it's part of that setting boundaries, too. It's like, okay, this is what I can give you at this point. Not a martyr, not a victim, not stuffing it, you know, tolerating it.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from this really true, authentic spirit. And you know when that is, because there isn't that resistance. There's this, like, connection with people when you're giving freely and lovingly without reservation, because you know that you are leading. You're leading your life. You love yourself, and you're leading your life with spirit. Your spirit is leading it. You're not
it's
a doormat.
Right. That, well, and I think, too, that's that setting boundaries of the idea that we teach people how to treat us by what we accept.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And when we set boundaries, and we can do it very lovingly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And firmly about what we will and will not accept in the way that people talk to us or the way that
mm-hmm.
people treat us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of that transformation process for many people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You had mentioned about divinity within us and having a beautiful soul, which leads to my next question, which on your website, which is conscious. Oh, now I'm going to draw a blank because I got so many darn notes on here, and I want to make sure I say it exactly right so that when people go, it's consciouslivingconnection.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on your website, you also talk about something called soulspiration, which you've trademarked. What is soulspiration?
That actually is one of my publications that I do monthly. My Conscious Connection is my newsletter or e-zine. And soulspiration comes out monthly, and it's kind of themed with whatever article I have written in the newsletter. And it's quotes, inspirational quotes that touch the soul. And I've gotten such incredible feedback on this. Versus doing two articles a month, two newsletters a month, I chose to, you know, give something inspiring to people, something kind of short. And that, I've gotten such a great response from that. And people can use that. They can put it in their you know, keep file on their computer, or they'll print it out. And it's amazing how it's like the right quote at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
well,
that is.
Okay, and there's someone who is a quote collector, and I use them in all aspects of my work and in my life, and I think you've seen in my emails
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
I always put a thought for the day
mm-hmm.
there, and I've had people tell me they'll go to the bottom of my emails first
mm-hmm.
just to see what that thought for the day is.
Right.
And then we laugh, and I said, and you do remember to go back and read the email, right? And they,
yeah.
Some will say, well, not always.
Yeah, right.
I think it's partly because we're so hungry for that positive
mm-hmm.
thought and positive message, because if people watch a lot of news and succumb to all the negativity and the negative language, and they don't have a good source for positive stories and the positive connections between people, that we are so hungry for that.
Absolutely. And so it is. It's wonderful to have these, it's wisdom from the ages a lot of times. Or sometimes it might be from some cartoon.
Yes.
But it's appropriate. And again, that's a wonderful way, like, you support people and kind of keeping them in that, helping them stay in that vibration And again, it's just very powerful. The word is very powerful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And so then my next question, and you may have already answered it, and I'll give you a chance to elaborate if you want, and that is how is the concept of soulspiration connected to living consciously?
For me, it's listening to the voice of your soul and reading something that touches you and brings you back to the present. It's very hard to read something and be thinking of a zillion things because you're not reading it then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right there, it's present, it's like, oh, okay, I'm being very conscious about this, I'm reading this. And then in that moment, you're seeing a conscious alignment or a conscious connection, if you want to call it that, with something that's going on in your life right now. And that can be utilized to move you forward. A decision that you're making very consciously. Okay, this is what I need. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, in listening to that, some of the people who follow me on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
for example, because even in talking about the different things that are going on or doing different things, it's that putting in that positive idea, that positive thought.
Mm-hmm.
That allows people to stop and say, oh, yes. And like I started at the beginning of the show today, with the idea of inhaling blessings and exhaling gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's just a reminder that I put in that in a message to take a minute to do that today and see
mm-hmm.
how different you feel. Just those quick things, again, I think people don't find it enough. And until you find a source or you go through a transformational experience
mm-hmm.
that you have lost how to find it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk now, because we've covered the Quantum Attraction Cafe resource that people could take advantage of. We've talked about your e-zine articles, and I am so inspired by all the writing that you've done. I'm going to go be reading articles. And Soulspiration. You also mentioned earlier, and I want to come back to the life purpose hand analysis, because that's not something that people, I would gather, have heard a lot about. So what is a life purpose hand analysis?
It is looking at your hand, and it's amazing because our hands are actually neural maps of our brain, what's going on in our life or what has gone on in our life. It gives you clues. Your hands give you clues to your unique gifts and what you may need to strengthen in order to authentically express your passionate and creative self and actually live your life purpose. You can gain clarity. It can validate. And sometimes it's new information. Your fingerprints will give you what's called your life lesson. You know, what's your default zone? What crops up when you're starting to stretch yourself a little bit or make a change. So you're really aware of that. You're consciously aware of that then. Okay, this is what's happening right now. Your fingerprints give you the direction for your life purpose, kind of the area of your life purpose. It also gives you, your fingerprints give you the spiritual foundation, what's called your life school, and what you are here kind of on earth to learn. This is really fun. It's exciting. It's very soul-shaking. And I do this over the phone. I send out a kit, so there's a print made of the hands. And then
what I was wondering. I'm thinking, how
yeah.
are you doing this
yes. yeah.
when you don't have the person sitting in front of you?
Yes. I have a kit with kind of carbon or ink paper that they make prints of their hands, and I have instructions that go with this, and then they send that back, and then I look at it. And I actually get a lot more from when I do the print than I do in person, because the print will show up some things that are hiding sometimes.
That's interesting.
And I do take really a lot of time. I look at the hand. There's a whole plethora of things that we look at. We look at your creative process, your energetic process, look at chakras, look at what you really need to be doing. If you need to be stepping up, you know, where your center of influence is, what's influencing your decisions? What's going on in your life? Do you have any energy drainage going on? You know, what are your unique gifts as far as business? What's a challenge for you maybe in business or your profession that maybe you need support in, or you need additional, you know, delegating things to people? It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for, let me think now, I have to think.
That's okay.
Okay. 2 years? 2 years I've been doing this. And I learned, Beth Davis was my mentor, and it just was something that just totally I took to. And it's been so powerful for my clients that choose to do this, because then we have another, when we talk about the purpose component, it really adds clarity, and we can definitely coach and integrate those concepts into their lives from the coaching. It's really, let's implement these, and what can we do? How, you know, what can we put in place that, you know, you can get more energy, or what's going on, what do we need to take away? You know, what are you tolerating, basically, that's taking all your energy here? And really amazing, amazing blocks that are removed. Am I getting overtime here?
No, I was just going to tell you, we have until 8:30.
Oh, okay. And I had a client who contacted me last year, and she's been in a couple of my little workshops that I've done, the Passion Test workshop and How Much Joy Can You Stand workshop. And she says, I want to do this life purpose hand analysis, and this is why. It's okay. So we did it. And I did profile her recently in one of my newsletters. She just got stuck. She is such a gifted person, such an artist and a writer. She had all these projects going, and she never completed any of them. And it's like, what's going on? And from the hand analysis, it became very clear that what was happening for her, she was getting stuck in the middle. And there was this fear of making a mistake, of not being perfect. And so that just kind of released for her a block, just like, okay, I have permission now just to do this, no matter how it turns out. And so she has a book on Amazon that she created, Amazon.com. She has another book that's almost finished, and she has another project book, inspirational book, that's starting. And this is all in a span of a year. She'd still be kind of going in circles with it. And that made a huge difference for her. It liberated her.
Wow.
To go ahead. And as she said, it gave me permission just to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she
and
was
that
perfect.
Is mm-hmm. huge.
Oh, it's huge, and there's a number of examples, and some are on my website and some aren't yet. I don't have the rest of them on there yet. But one of my clients just really spiritually bankrupt, and from the passion test came out that his number one passion was be connected to source. But he also did the hand analysis. And from that, combining both of those, he really changed a lot of things. Really changed a lot of things. His relationships improved. He started a whole new way of eating. So his health is really phenomenal. His ability to not control every single thing was phenomenal. And that showed up in his hand, that he was very, very much a leader, and he could be very dominant. And that's what he was doing. He was dominating everybody. And so once he realized, oh, this is something I need to be really aware of, he took action steps so he didn't feel the need to control. He looked at situations and became grateful. That was amazing. This is a very, very successful businessman and internationally even. Just amazing. Made a big change in his life.
And I think those success stories are helpful for people who are trying to decide, might this be beneficial for me to try something like this?
Yeah, it's very powerful. It's very powerful.
So if someone were interested in doing a hand life purpose hand analysis with you, Colleen, what would they need to do?
I think for your listeners, to email me again at Colleen@ConsciousLivingConnection, and that's ConsciousLivingConnection.com, and put in the subject, you know, hand analysis, and then put, you know, sparks by it. So I know that's coming from this interview. Then we can explore and see if that's right for them, if that's what they want, what they're looking for. This is a non-predictive analysis. This is not, I'm not going to tell you, like, you're going to be rich and famous or you're going to have excellent children. It's looking at, you know, what's been going on in your life. What do you need to look for? There's gift markings, things that you get stopped up on, gift markings that say it's really important for you to be doing this. Otherwise, you're going to be frustrated or, you know, that kind of thing. So for your listeners, is this a good time for this?
Yes, it sure
okay.
is.
Okay. Usually the hand analysis, it's about 197 because it does take time. And it's very in-depth. You do get a recording. We do this the analysis. I call it the reveal over the phone. And it's recorded. And you get a copy of that recording. So for your listeners, I would really like to offer a $50 discount or special. And so the analysis would be $147. And that would be for the next 10 days. So that would end like August 24th at midnight Pacific time. So if anybody's interested, contact me. This is life-changing. And
sounds like it.
It is. It really is. And you can choose to make changes or not. But it gives you really good insight into maybe why you're making some decisions. You know, and if you're feeling tired and fatigued, well, it's going to show up in your hands, and it's going to show up in what areas and what's going on.
So if they're interested, they just need to send you an email that says hand analysis sparks by midnight August 24th.
Absolutely.
In order to save that about 25%, that $50. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Colleen, for making that available. I know you and I are going to be exploring and talking about life purpose hand analysis because I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another, anytime that we can gain insight into ourselves, it gives us more knowledge, and as we have more awareness, we have more choices.
Absolutely, absolutely. And sometimes it takes that to say, oh my gosh. The really interesting thing, Millie, is that with our hands, our fingerprints don't change, but any of the lines in our hands, that can change as we change. So there's that neurological connection between our brain and our hands.
Yeah, like I said, I'm intrigued. So, and I'll be sharing with my listeners in the future after Colleen and I have worked on this. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to save the $50, go for it, because the sooner you take action, the sooner you get information, the sooner you have more choices.
Absolutely.
And so while we're on the subject of choices and offers, again, thank you so much, Colleen, for making that available to these intelligent people who listen to Spark. You also have on your website, consciouslivingconnection.com, you offer a complimentary Create What Matters Most gift bundle. What do you include in that complimentary gift bundle?
Currently, because it's going to change probably in the next 3 months, within that is a 5-part e-course on conscious communication. This really up-levels your relationships with people. And there's 5 components to this, and there's one each day. And just a tidbit, the very first, absolute first thing that you do is to connect at heart level when you're communicating with people. It's getting out of your mind
uh-huh.
and connecting with heart level. And I have gotten amazing emails from people who have, call it opt-in or a freebie, uh-huh. and utilize this, and their relationships have changed. And they even post it on their bed. They post it on the mirror to keep reminding themselves of these things. And again, because of that practice. One other piece of this is, seems a little bit odd, but I included this. It's Chaos to Calm, and it's for your morning routine. And this is taken directly from the work I did on the TV station with these two families.
The Dash to the Door?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, there's 52 tips on going from chaos to calm. You can be as a single person. There are tips with children, too. There's a lot with children. But for parents in the morning when their morning routines are hectic and what's going on, the two families, I know the one family for sure that I worked with had 5 children, and they are still harmonious.
Yay,
I know. And this is probably 18 months that they're still, it's in place, and it just made such an impact with them. The other piece of the gift bundle is an audio. It's create what you want. It's a short little 20-minute audio. Just to kind of, again, keep people in that mind that you have that power with your conscious choices, if that's what
and
you really want.
In order to get this complimentary Create What Matters Most gift bundle, they simply need to opt in.
Mm-hmm. A name and email address. And then they also, with that, get the subscription for Conscious Connections and the Soulspiration, too.
Awesome. So if you are interested, and you've said, okay, I'm tired of the chaos in the morning, I want those 52 tips to make my mornings go much more calmly, mm-hmm. much more. I just told my son this morning, I prefer to be happy mom in the morning rather than grouchy mom, or what I call
uh-huh.
monster mom.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to be happy mom, whether or not you get out of bed. So we're coming up with some new motivational strategies for this 8-year-old who is a slow waker upper in the morning. So I'm excited to get those. So I would invite you, my listeners, to go to consciouslivingconnection.com and enjoy and reap the benefits of Colleen's work and development with these tools that are available to you. I also want to talk real quickly. We've got about 5 minutes left. You have a complimentary Get Acquainted Activation Conversation. What is a Get Acquainted Activation Conversation?
This is for somebody who's really ready to make a change. And they're getting tired of living what's going on right now. They really want to make a change. They have a dream. They have a vision. They want to start to implement this. Maybe they're overwhelmed with, you know, what's going on in their life. It's maybe they have that super mom cape going on. That's a permanent
mm-hmm.
part of the wardrobe. And many women face, you know, that daunting task of creating harmony between their personal and professional lives. So there's a whole slew of things. It can be handling and establishing the boundaries. It can be you know, feeling that their needs aren't met. So it might be that languaging. It might be working with that. If they're in business, sometimes there's this component of I don't deserve this reimbursement, not charging what you're worth type of a situation. So a lot of different things. What the Get Acquainted conversation is where just I'm finding out about the person. I send, I think, 5 or 6 questions ahead of time, and they answer that. Then we get together and we kind of go through that and see where they are, see what support they might want. There's no obligation. I really want to stress this. There's no pressure for people to, you know, work with me. It's whatever's going to fit their needs best. And we'll look at my programs. Is there one that fits them? And we take that time and really find out what's going on right now. What do they really want? So it takes about a half an hour, sometimes 45 minutes for this. And there's, again, no obligation, but really kind of delving into what do you want?
Well, and that's a wonderful opportunity because you get a sense of whether or not it is a good fit and whether you have the tools and strategies that can best meet their needs, or maybe there's someone else that you can recommend for what's going on in their life at that point. And so in our last, we've got about 3 minutes, you said that for people who are listening now and in the archives in the future, that they can contact you at by sending an email to Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, at consciousliving.com. And I'm going to spell conscious because that's the word that will get people at C-O-N-S-E-I-O-U-S. livingconnection.com. So if you've listened to this, you have a question about something that you want to ask her, you can just send her the email and just put that it was the Spark interview that you are writing about. Also, I want to remind you that Colleen has offered a $50 savings on her life purpose hand analysis. So you can get that for $147 if you send her an email by midnight Pacific time, August 24th, and let her know that you heard the offer on Spark and you want to pursue that with her. We have 90 seconds. In our last 90 seconds, Colleen, I want to say thank you very much for investing your time to share with my listeners. And what are 1 or 2 key takeaways that you want listeners to take from our interview tonight?
I think embrace your authentic self. Claim who you really are. Live your spirit. There's a saying by Confucius that I want to read. It says, I want you to be everything that's you, deep at the center of your being. And that's what I really want from everybody, is to have that feeling deep in the center of their being.
Yay. And I wish you continued success, Colleen, and to as you move forward and continue your work, I hope you'll consider coming back and sharing more with our listeners on Spark. It's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me, and I've had such a great time. It's been wonderful, and I definitely will come back if you invite me.
I absolutely will do that. So until next time, stay safe and take an action on something that you've heard. And join us next week when my guest will be Bernadette Johnson, and we're going to talk about powerful work that she's doing with women. Stay safe and create a great day.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more Sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.